It process you into another realm. Will you listen to me? We're going to pray in a minute. So each one of us will get processed in another realm by not recognizing your strength, but recognizing your infirmities. When you do that, in prayer this morning, if you soak yourself in your infirmities, you will be able to take your infirmities and soak it in six other things. And then you're going to become strong in the spirit. Romans 8:26. You're not going to see this through the flesh. You're not going to see this through positive thinking, psychology. You will not see it. You'll have to see it through your infirmities. If you do not have any infirmities, I could tell you all, I was driving here. I drove the Phantom Rolls Royce here this morning, and I was on Highway 30 coming to the red light to 44, and I met a school bus. And the Lord told me, he says, because of your infirmities, you're not driving that school bus, you're driving this road. See, I thought that I was supposed to drive a school bus, but the Lord had different thoughts, so he took my infirmities and changed it into his blessing. So listen to me very carefully. Psychology books will not let you see this. I'm okay, you not, you okay? Pulling your own string, derailing your zone. They won't let you see this part because they're always on top. That's what happened to Red Mike. You're always on top. But you got to be able to cry out to God, I can't make it no further. I can't handle this. It's too strong for me. You see, sometimes we're deceived by our faith not to receive. Sometimes we're deceived by our faith not to receive. Sometimes we're going through something, God trying to show us something, and he wants us to yield to him and not try to figure it out. All right? Now, if you read these three verses, then I'm going to give you those six or seven things, then we're going to pray. Romans 8:26. That's what we're praying for this meeting. That's what we're praying for ourselves. And I want y'all to recognize, I know that we're here and this ministry is in the position it is in now is because of my infirmities. You say, well, you let the devil deceive you. No, no. Watch. Romans 8:26. Likewise, the spirit, that's a capital S, isn't it? Also helps our what? Infirmities, and plural, we ain't got one, we got a bunch of them. Every one of us in here. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groaning, which cannot be uttered. Now, step one, for my infirmities, I must soak my infirmities in what? What? What the first thing I must do with my infirmities? Soak them where? In prayer, in praying in the spirit. So I will not be making all the adjustments. I let the spirit make the adjustment. So I might get slapped. You see what I'm saying? Might be called on the carpet. But that infirmity is you got to soak it in praying in the spirit. When you do, I'm not going to read no further. I'm going to let you catch it. When you do, what's going to happen then, the next soaking is in the mind of the spirit. It's all right there in that voice, the three voices. Then you'll soak it in the will of God. You really don't know what's going on, but you just trust in him. Then you soak it, that Romans 5:5 says, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God has been shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost. You soak it in the love of God. You seeing it? How many that is? Three or four? Four. Then you soak it in the calling of God. Know that each Christian have a call on their life. And then you soak it in the purpose of God. That's all in Romans 8:26, through 28. Now, backup chapter, I wasn't going to go that far, but a backup chapter is 2 Corinthians 12. The Apostle Paul said he gloried in his infirmities. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Paul decided, when I'm weak, then am I strong. Let me read that to you. Then we'll be to pray. And you pray, right? All I want you to do now is get in your infirmities and soak them. I want you to trust the Holy Ghost to take you places you've never been. He will not be able to take you if you never acknowledge your weakness. See, we can be positive-minded. I'm positive-minded. We can be optimistic. I'm optimistic. But you can miss it. You can miss it because you're dealing with a different realm and a different dimension. No matter how strong you think you are, you're still weak. Because you're packing a soul and a body that can fall on either side of the road at any time. So if you recognize that and hold on to the aspect that my infirmities are a blessing in disguise if I use them the right way. You know, you don't go around the world saying, I'm weak. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about you need to know. I need to know. That's the only way he can permit us to go in the spirit realm. So some people never get really in the spirit realm where God start talking to them, rubbing their head, putting his hand on their back, shaking hand with them. They never get to that point because they're religiously stunted. They say, well, I pray in the Holy Ghost. So what? Did you soak? Huh? Did you soak? Did you admit I missed it yesterday, Lord? See. You have to drop the defense. Just yield. All right, look in 2 Corinthians. I'm sure it is. You got to be aware of this because you all should have an atmosphere when I come here. When you hear revelation, you ought to be ready to receive it stronger. And that's what the Lord wants us all to be able to receive revelation stronger, receive his presence stronger, and never let him become, and now you won't do it naturally by your mind, but never let him become an item. You know what I'm saying? He's a real person. I feel his presence now. He's a real person. And the more you know that, the more you're going to recognize your infirmity. Why did God use me? Why somebody else don't have my job? God doing something great in the earth. Notice I said God doing it. Why are you using me? Do I appreciate what God doing through me? All right. 2 Corinthians 1 through 2 Corinthians 12, right? Yeah. It's right there. He said in the ninth verse, he said to me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. You see that? Then Paul said, more gladly, therefore would I rather glory. Now this is apostolic. See, this is an apostle. More gladly, therefore would I rather glory in my infirmities. What? That the power of Christ may rest upon me. Look at verse 10. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities. What? In reproaches. What? In necessity. What? In persecution. What? In distresses. For Christ's sake. Look at what he said at the end of his voice. What did he say? See, you always, to be strong in the spirit realm, you're always going to have to be weak. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. You see it? See, so now, so what I'm asking you this morning is, as you pray about this meeting, let all your infirmities be brought up so the strength of God can come on you. I think what happened, there's a humbling factor here. There's a humbling spirit that you're not going to get unless you recognize your infirmity. You can have a lot of word in you, a lot of thoughts in you, but if you don't recognize that infirmity, there's a place in the anointing you'll never get. The anointing don't mess around with people strong in themselves. The anointing pick up the weak and make them stronger than the strong. Are you following me? If you just want to make notes, just read 1 Corinthians chapter 1. And he talk about the cross, and he talk about God chose the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. All that's important. Because you see, you can get in error by not knowing how to yield to the Holy Spirit. So I'll just begin to pray, and you begin to go to all those stages and see. Then Romans 8:26, and see what happened to you as you're praying in the Spirit, as the Holy Ghost take your infirmities and begin to convert them into the Spirit. Father, we thank you this morning as we prepare to pray this morning from your word. Thank you for the revelation, Holy Spirit, of how our weakness make us strong. We recognize that we're strong in the Lord and the power of his might. So this morning we invite your presence, we invite the Holy Spirit, we invite to be seated in our heavenly place in Christ Jesus. So as we pray in the Spirit, each one of us speak to us what you want us to hear, even in the realm of our own personal life. There might be some secret thing that we may be dealing with. It's all in yielding our infirmities up to you, reproaches, things that we want to accomplish seem like they're not coming to pass. We know you answer prayer. So we come to you in the strength of the Lord Jesus Christ, in the strength of the Holy Spirit, in the strength of grace. You said, my grace. He said something else. Hold up. He said somebody's grace is sufficient. What voice is that in? The ninth voice. He said to me, my grace is sufficient for thee. See, in other words, grace is out of place when you take over, when you think you're doing it. See, you need grace. See, y'all see me walking around here, you know, and be preaching and stuff. I'm totally dependent on him. I can't do that. I don't even know English. I don't know how, you know what I'm saying? But it's just fun because you know you're not doing it stupid, and you yield to the Spirit of God. Let me show you another scripture. I don't know. We need to pray. It's 15 minutes. Let me show you another scripture. What that scripture at, Lord? It's 15 chapter in 2 Corinthians. No. 1 Corinthians 15:10. 1 Corinthians 15:10. Yeah, that's it. Hear the apostle talk. Look at the night voice. He talk again. The night voice, if I'm the least of the apostles, then am not me to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church of God. Now look at verse 10, what he says. He dealing with his infirmities here, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed on me, was not in vain. Watch what he said. But I labor more abundantly than they all. Then he said, yet not I. Look, what do we give the accreditation to? But the grace of God, which was with me. Oh, Rababasa, y'all go ahead and pray. Because I don't run out. Because of my insufficiency. As you get something, let us know it. Because the Holy Spirit is speaking. If you get something, let us know it. Yeah, I mean, he talked to me while I pray. I don't do all the talking. I yield my infirmity to you.
in the midst of this prayer meeting. The saints are praying on the line, we're praying here. You might write it down. He just said this to me. You cannot get into my glory unless you glory in your infirmity. So when I give it to you, when I put you in that high position, you'll know you didn't do it. I did. So when you glory in your infirmity, I'm going to let you step into my glory. I tell you what I saw in the spirit. I saw a truck, one of those big trucks, dump truck, hauling debt and bills and financial burden away. It was loaded. So in this meeting, that was going to happen. And we know we told you, a man sold $25,000 in 3 weeks. A $2.4 million house was paid off. We got to pay attention, right?
Yes,
sir. See, now I just saw that truck. It's loaded. I said, what is that, Lord? It's carrying debt, bills, limitations, burdens, all being hauled away. Because he says, before money cometh, you must have the mind of Christ. And so what our job is to minister the mind of Christ, and the money will come. And God's people be set free. Shed it in both of us. God, we'll pray through. Let's pray through. Unless you're willing to be crucified. You're not going to admit it. Now you got to deny yourself, take up your cross. You're not going to admit. You may fake it, but you're not going to admit you got no infirmity. You're not going to do it. Your mind not going to let you do it. But when you deny yourself and let that cross take over, then you're going to recognize, ooh, God, my God. See, that's what you got to do. Now that's beyond stupidity. Going around talking about I'm weak. You know, that's not that. It's just a high. It's not on man level. The aspect of infirmity is bringing us to the spirit level. So it's not you going around saying I'm weak and think you're going to be strong. That's not it. You're actually strong when you're weak. But you have to recognize. You're talking about dimension now. You're talking about dimension. You're talking about moving in the spirit realm. That's where you're strong. And you can't get there unless you know you're weak down here. All right. Thank you, Lord, for the insight. Thank you for your presence as we soak our infirmities in praying in the tongue, praying in the spirit, building ourselves on the most holy faith. That's how holy faith comes, doesn't it, Lord? The holy faith can't come until we understand our infirmity. Wow. That man was caught up in the third heaven. Shout out because he recognized his infirmity. Shall reproach his necessity. How intensive was your listening? I know three portions read. You got to have intensive listening. Because you know, we listen to music, we listen to television, we listen to other things, we listen to ball games. But when God's word is being read or being preached, we have to listen with intensity so you can hear what the Spirit is saying to you. See, because many years ago, 35, 40 years ago, the Lord says, in prayer, present my word back to me. So I focused on my listening while I was reading. So I never heard that before. I never heard that term. Focus while you're listening. I focus on my listening. When you do, the Spirit of God will come off those pages and tell you something that you've been trying to find. You see, it come, everything comes through His Word. See, even your prayer comes through His Word. So when His Word is being read, you have to be intensive, or your natural hearing will take over. You follow me? I'm being taught while I'm talking with you. But whenever that word, somebody up here preaching, or you listening to a tape, listening at the word on a tape or something, listen, because who talking? What? Who talking? God talking. You see what I'm saying? And one word from God can take you your entire life. You see what I'm saying? So when he said, "My son, attend to my word," he means pay close attention, because I'm going to say more than you hear it. Always remember, see, we got to get in a different category, children. We can't listen to God like a movie. At any minute, at any second, he may say something. When that God's reading, when they were reading, any minute he can say something to you in the spirit. From now on, when you're reading your scriptures, don't go through your devotion, be in your devotion. See, a lot of people going through devotion because they know it's the right thing to do. But be in that, because in there is where he's going to minister to you. He's going to say something to you. God not ministering outside His word. He always going to have His word that will minister to you. And that's where the truth that I receive is spending time in His word. But I know you don't have time to do all that. I got some other things to do. Now, other things must come on the inner agenda. And this must come first. Okay. What did we got about 41 minutes? What did Joshua say in Joshua 1:8? Somebody read that word. Joshua 1:8. What did he say? You know you didn't read the last one, some of y'all have yet. Joshua 1:8. Y'all trying to find Joshua? All right. How many of y'all like prosperity? How many of y'all like good success? You can't let it depart from your mind. 24 hours a day. You can be doing, calculating, typing, talking to somebody on the phone, but you always got to keep them on your mind. And you got to give your mind a chance to meditate on Him consistently. And He'll manifest. I'm saying this in love. I see ministers struggling. It's struggling, man. It's awesome. I don't have none of that. I don't have it in my family. Why? Because I meditate in His word day and night. And we have difficult things happen, but grace people. It's ministry. Why? Well, y'all ain't got no whole lot of hocus pocus going on around here. Because their word doing it. You see what I'm saying? Y'all job easy, tell you the truth. Y'all just sitting around here laughing and talking and y'all got it. That's fine. That's the way it's supposed to be. You follow what I'm saying? You can be in a ministry, man, your head will be stuck down in that computer and typewriter all day long and still confused when you go home. But it's not, so I'm reading about the great general, and God my witness, and boy, this guy was doing some miracles and signs and wonders. But man, too much was going on. The Lord told me to shed the book. That's 20-something years ago. Don't read no more of that. I ain't read no more. Have I had difficulty? Absolutely. But the Lord brought me through them all. See what I'm saying? And so, when you're praying, keep your Bible or your iPad and your phone and a pen or something. Stay ready, because he's going to talk to you. And he talked to you subliminally. You got to have faith to receive it, because it's just like something floating, a thought floating in the air. And if you're not in faith, you're going to be scared to catch it. Because it's saying more than you can understand. That's where you dock your infirmity into your trust, if you trust in him. All right? All right, we got about 15 more minutes. Let's pray. One of your infirmities will say, I got enough of this. Dump it over.
Likewise, the Spirit also helped my infirmity. Personalize Romans 8:26-28 while you're praying. Personalize it. Likewise, the Spirit helped my infirmity. I don't know what I should pray for as I ought, but the Spirit himself make an intercession for me with groaning which cannot be uttered. And he that searches the heart knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he make intercession for me according to the will of God. And I know that all things work together for me, because I love God, and to me who are called according to his purpose. May you be able to live one day and can't get God off your mind. And then go to 3 days, then go to a week, then go to a month, then go to a year, then go to a year. You cannot get him off your mind. The first thing you wake up in the morning, he on your mind. When you lay down at night, he on your mind. You're watching television, he on your mind. You'll never get him off your mind. That's where you won't get him at. Shut up. Ooh, my goodness. Shut up. Who mind stayed on thee? Shut up. Who mind? I know that's the scripture, though. Who mind stayed on thee? I shut up. Isaiah 26:1. Shut up. Shut up.